You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hello.
Hello.
So I'm going to be talking about the New Zealand superannuation. So there was a new report released last week with new figures, which found that over 30,000 of those receiving New Zealand Super were earning over $100,000 a year, costing taxpayers over $500 million. Now, a couple of economists, as well as the Opportunities Party, have said that reform is long overdue. And Retirement Policy and Research Centre Director Susan St. John says these numbers are still an underestimate, as it does not take into account capital gains or portfolio investment entities, meaning that there's probably some out there who are getting New Zealand Super, earning millions off capital gains and portfolio investment entities. Now, I talked to Jeff Simmons, who is the leader of the Opportunities Party, about how reform could come around and what it can mean for not only those receiving New Zealand Super, but also our youngest members of society and how it would support them. I started off by asking how the current system works and for those who receive superannuation currently.
Okay, so how do superannuation payouts currently work, and how would TOP want to see this reformed?
Currently, we give the same amount. It depends if people are single or married, but we give a set amount to people regardless of how much they earn once they are retired, once they're over 65. And increasingly, more and more people are continuing to work past 65. Now, New Zealand Super has been incredibly effective at eliminating poverty amongst elderly. You know, we have one of the lowest poverty rates amongst elderly in the entire world. But at the same time, we also have one of the highest rates of child poverty, you know, one in five children facing poverty. And, you know, at the same time, we are giving superannuation to people, some of them are earning over $100,000 a year. So this seems a crazy use of taxpayers' money.
So how would TOP want to reform this?
Well, I mean, we have a series of reforms that we would like to do. Ultimately, we'd like to see everyone receiving an unconditional basic income similar to the way that super works, and that would be funded particularly by a tax on assets. So effectively, people over 65 would be still receiving superannuation, but they'd be paying an additional tax on their assets. Now, obviously, that's a mammoth change in the system. What we've suggested as a short-term answer is that we means test superannuation through the tax system and use that money to you know, fund a package really targeted at child poverty, particularly kids under five and early childhood education, because that's the stuff that really has the best chance of giving our kids a decent start in life.
Now, that leads quite well into my next question, which was, with a reformation, how much investment would we be able to put into youth wellbeing?
Yeah, so what we're suggesting is a $3 billion package per year, and roughly that would allow us to pay an unconditional basic income to people with kids under three of $200 a week. So everyone with a child under three would get $200 a week on top of anything else they receive. This is the time when people have kids under five. This is the time that people experience the highest levels of poverty in society. And this is also the time, of course, during those crucial first 1,000 days of a child's life, when parents need the time to be able to invest in their kids. The other part of the package is to put some more money into early childhood education. So, of course, when a child reaches three, they start early childhood education, so from three to five. So this package is directed at kids under five, a $3 billion a year package.
This also leads quite well into my next question, which is, what are the overall benefits of being able to cut works tax credit requirements?
So that's another part of our proposed package. This only costs $500 million, so it's a relative no-brainer. At the moment, we have an incredibly complex system known as Working for Families, and the most complicated and punitive part of that is called the in-work tax credit. And that relies on parents, you know, depending on whether they're sole parents or in a couple, working a certain amount of hours per week. And, you know, the job market, as young people will understand in this day and age, is not predictable. People's hours can go up and down. So there's, you know, thousands of examples of people constantly getting bumped off this in-work tax credit and losing $70 a week, $70 a week that should be going to their children. It's also incredibly complicated to administer, you know, requires thousands of bureaucrat hours, all that sort of stuff. So what we're suggesting is that you just absorb the in-work tax credit into the same requirements as the rest of the Working for Families package, and that would ensure that our most vulnerable children receive an extra $70 per week. And, of course, you know, we can eliminate a whole bunch of administrative costs at the same time.
Now, are there any other comments you'd like to make?
Well, look, I mean, I think it's important people know that this is not about taking superannuation off people that need it. You know, obviously, like I said, superannuation is incredibly effective at reducing poverty amongst elderly. We don't want to throw our elderly on the scrap heap. And nor do we want to raise the age of retirement, because there's a lot of people who get to 65 and they've worked bloody hard all their lives in manual work, and they need superannuation. So a much fairer system is to say, look, if you keep working past 65, that's fine, but effectively you'll pay a little bit more in tax until the value of that superannuation gets paid back. And we'll use that money to invest in our kids and in the future of our nation. And ultimately, this is in the interests of superannuitants, because, you know, we need to grow a future workforce that can be productive and isn't reliant on benefits or isn't in jail. And the best way to do that is investing early. We all know that. So this is ultimately good for the economy and you know, good for superannuitants in the long run. It's an investment.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.